asked to come and give a follow-up to the branding in response to the last Senate discussion. So I've invited him back.
So, Mike Robert, I appreciate the opportunity to come and give you an update. We got lots of important feedback the last time, after the last time I was here, and you deserve to know what we've done with that feedback and how we're going to handle that. Reminding you about branding, the definition of our brand will emerge from the confluence of who we mean to be and what our constituents need us to be. And only in that intersection is a vibrant, lively, defensible, ongoing brand emerge. So we have to be very clear about both of those. We've done a lot of research. I think we are in broad agreement about what's in that intersection in order to identify the brand. And we are now working very hard on messages and messaging that is consistent with the brand. We're all part of it, every one of us. Everyone that touches any one of our constituents ever is part of the branding story. It has to be communicating how we feel, what our capabilities are, our value to them, our values, our aspirations, all of that, and it has to resonate with those constituencies. Faculty, in particular, is critical because the most constituent touches come from faculty-student interactions. And reminding you again, branding does not equal a logo. We've focused so much energy on the logo up to now because it's easy, it's iconic, but it isn't the brand. It just represents it. So the input that we have so far is a lot of research summarized by the typeface and the biplane had to be serifed, and the biplane had to be there. The Office of Marketing had numerous subtle issues with the current logo that's been in place since 1998. And lots of things have happened since 1998. There wasn't social media in 1998. The internet wasn't nearly as developed in 1998. The modalities of communication with all constituencies have radically changed since 1998. And the logo has some reproduction issues relative to all of those particular formats. The faculty clearly indicated, do not disturb the iconic photo, don't leave Wilbur out, and don't spend money on logo changes, particularly in the face of budget issues that we have. Signage and stationery being easy to understand, numerous other things potentially. So we have taken this set of input and done the following. First, I want to say the current logo is clearly capable of supporting the brand as it's emerging. But it would be better if we could address the technical issues, replace signs and stationery as they're at the end of their life cycle or that we go out of stock, and make the modifications such that while we live in a mixed logo environment, as you see the recommended changes, we would have the current one and the new one coexisting for a reasonably long period of time, and it needs to be that the changes are subtle enough that that's not problematic. Clearly, the one that we presented to you before, that wouldn't have been subtle. So this is the logo that we are now recommending, and I'm going to show you why. First, the gold needed more contrast. It washes out against a white background. It's very difficult to reproduce in many venues. So change the gold for that reason. Solidify the drop shadows. They wash out just like the gold. Change the university from gold to green for largely the same reason. It's also stronger. Make it a consistent typeface. change all of the greens from the very bluish green that we have now, Pantone 342, for those of you that know that, to 349, which is Kellier, moving in the more yellow from more blue in the green scale, and thicken the typography so that it stands out and the overall contrast is stronger. So here's where we are, and here's what we recommend. This is much more easily dealt with in the panoply of venues that it shows up, and yet we believe that this contrast is something that we can live with, a dual logo, for as long as we have to until we get it all transitioned. So what will happen, and this will cost nothing, we will change things as they go end of life and as we run out of stationery, or we get somebody to donate money to change the big tower in the front of the university to this. But we're not going to write any Wright State University checks to make this happen. And that's the end of my story.
Any questions or comments for Professor Gabbard?
Besides, you love it.